connects the community. Highlight someone doing something positive. Email us today, stories@cwfnetwork.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Much King, and you're now tuned into the CWF Network.
Wait, have you heard of Love Her? An audio ride about the good and the bad of relationships. Every situation has its ups and downs, and it's up to you to keep the love. Well, I'm your host, Letitia D, and this is Love Her.
Oh my God, did you say that you love her?
Hey y'all, welcome back to the show. It's Love Her, an audio ride about the good and the bad of relationships. A show you can only find exclusively on the home of the original content, the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. And I'm your host, Letitia D. Letitia, Tish, Tisha. I think I missed one. I always miss one. But anyways, any of those, you can call me. And I'm also on Instagram. So follow me at 69shining. And also follow our network, the CWF Network, at CWFP underscore. And also, I just wanted to ask if you guys are feeling well this morning or this day. I'm feeling well, well as can be. And I'm just grateful that some fall things are kicking into gear despite this pandemic. We got some shows back on, some new shows that premiered, movies galore. Like, people are actually doing gigs virtually, which is kind of cool. Everyone kind of just adjusted to this whole pandemic. And as far as I know, there's sports going on. I'm not a sports person, but hopefully you're football and basketball season is going good. If you guys want to call in and talk to us about that, we have a lot of males in the network. So hit our jack is 347-719-3350. 347-719-3350. And also, just again, just be able to follow us on Instagram at CWFP underscore. And I'm just going to do a little intro because today we're going to play a game. Do you want to play a game? It is near Halloween, so I just thought I'd throw that in there. But anyways, that voice is so dumb. I know it can trigger people. But yeah, so let's play this game. It's called Would You Rather. And again, you guys can call in, give us your answers. It'd just be funny and I'll just be curious to know what you guys think versus my own answers. So I'll be reading out a couple of the options. And yeah, so you guys gotta interact with me. Like, I need this to be interactive to make this fun. And the first one is, would you rather be hated by your partner's mom or be hated by your partner's best friend? That's something to think about for sure. Another one is, would you rather date someone you trust but don't love or date someone you love but don't trust? I hope you guys have your pens and your pads out. Write this down. Write your answers down so you can call in and let us know. Would you rather your partner be bad at sex and great at conversations or your partner be great at sex and bad at conversations? I got some answers for all of these, but I'm not gonna let you guys know that. You're gonna tell me what your answers are. I will talk about one or two of them, but let me get some of the rest of them out of the way. The fourth one is, would you rather your partner, this is gonna be a doozy. This gets to be kind of disgusting. I'm just gonna caution you guys. Okay, so would you rather your partner pee on you every time you shower together or that you share one toothbrush with your partner? Honestly, obviously, peeing may be the thing to do. Like, everyone just has been peeing on each other in today's world. It's so weird. The world is a very weird place. Anyways, back to the game. Would you rather have to secretly cheat on your partner once a month or watch your partner sleep with someone else once a month? I think that's really scandalous, first of all. There's never a time that you have to... Okay, this is just my opinion. Like I said, you guys can always call in, text us, write on our Instagram post, on our Facebook post, and let us know what you think. But there never should be a time that you, quote-unquote, have to cheat at all. Anyways, that's my opinion, and you guys will let me know what you think. The fifth question... or options would be, would you rather have your partner accidentally vomit in your mouth while kissing? Again, this is gross. Or have your partner accidentally... Basically, they're talking about going on yourself during sex. Yeah. These are kind of, like, out there. But I'm a reel it back in. Let's reel it back into the personality questions. Would you rather your partner's personality be exactly like yours, or your partner's personality be the complete opposite of yours? Let's move on to the next one. Would you rather your partner have similar interests but different political views, or your partner have different interests but the same political views? I'm going to throw my own opinion in here again. I don't really like getting into politics, even though I know it is a part of relationships, like any relationship, your friendships, your family. You should know where each person stands. Otherwise, you could have somebody like stabbing you in the back, you know, in your own home, or just around you all the time, and you just never know. Like, it is a critical thing to know. So yeah, write your answers down. Let us know what you think. Here goes another one. Would you rather your partner have no ambition or goals but can hang out with you at any time, or would you rather your partner be extremely successful but too busy to see you as much as you'd like? And the last one. Okay, there's like two more. Okay. Would you rather not be able to talk to your partner for a month, or not to be able to touch your partner for a month? And the last one they kind of ask is, would you rather never to be able to kiss your partner again, or never to be able to hug or cuddle your partner again? These are some really deep and disgusting questions. But again, this is all a part of relationships. Like, you really should know these things about each other, right? So, oh, there's one more I wanted to add, because we are in a pandemic. So this one is very fitting. There was a question that asked, would you rather your partner be a flat earther or an anti-vaxxer? So let me explain a little bit about this question, because it may seem kind of far-fetched. But anyways, there's two kinds of people in this world. Everyone knows that. So usually, there's some people that think the earth is flat. I am not a scientist. And the earth may very well be flat to them, but I think and I know that the earth is round. But anyways, that's another whole discussion. And that's one option. The other option is, would you rather your partner be an anti-vaxxer? So from my own personal experience, honestly, I get this because, okay, when we're younger, you know, we basically don't have any options other than to just get the vaccines. Like, we gotta go to school, we want to be educated, so we need to have our vaccines to be in school, right? You know, your typical hepatitis, they do give measles, mumps, all of those standard vaccines you have to get, you know, while you're a baby, what, you know, in America and going to school. But when you get older, when you get a little wiser, as myself, I'm not taking nobody's vaccine. Like, the flu shot I have not taken in a couple years, and I am in healthcare. It's kind of advised, and I still won't take it, and I don't advise anyone else to take it. But if you guys want to take it, that's fine. I'm sure you guys have already taken it. Let us know that too if you want to, if you call in or text or comment on our posts. But I'm not taking the flu vaccine. I'm not taking this makeshift vaccine that's coming up for coronavirus. No, nobody wants the coronavirus, but nobody want to take nobody vaccine for the coronavirus. Like, nobody, I don't know where this virus is coming from. Like, they just came up with it in the last couple months. I don't know. I'm kind of wary. Like, I don't think the trials have been enough. Has it gone through a long enough due process? Like, can we really trust these scientists? Like, one day they say one thing, the next day they say something else, because no one really knows about this virus, honest. So anyways, that's just my little take, because I need to show you guys or explain to you guys the scope of the question. So would you rather your partner be a flat earther or an anti-vaxxer? So that's the question. But I actually do want to expand on another question. And this one says, would you rather your partner go through your phone every day, or would you rather your partner live 2 hours away? From my experience, I have had a partner, a couple of relationships where they have been long distance, or where I've considered long distance. Well, actually, one was actually long distance, like, in the sense of the word. And for me, I would just be like, every time I see you, I will fork over my phone. Like, I'll hand it over. You can go through it. Do whatever you want. Not whatever you want, because I'm quite sure. Like, I usually trust the person's not to do something crazy. But like, I don't know, I'm an open book. Like, I don't really have nothing to hide. And so you can go through my phone versus you being 2 hours away and like our visits may be less frequent. And I'm also not like, I'm not a driver. So that's also the reason why I chose like going through my phone versus like living 2 hours away, because for me, distance is time. Time is money. No, but it just takes me a while to get to whomever I'm trying to get to, like, especially on public transportation. And I don't have time. I don't got money to be using cabs all day long, every day. And it just gets kind of daunting, a daunting task just to have that space and time in between and that distance. And I've had someone who I had to go to, and the vice versa, back and forth, which was a even longer distance than that. And like I said, it gets kind of strenuous. I'm not saying that I don't like to, and I'm not in it for the long haul, but it does cause a strain. And so for me, my answer to that, like simply, like really quick, fast, like I really just go through my phone. Like I'd rather that than to suffer again. Like I'm not going back to that space in my life. Yeah, in my adult life, that's over and done with. I'm not doing no more long distance relationships. But anyways, you guys don't need to hear me ramble. That's basically it to all our questions. Thank you for coming on down and listening to us. And so I just want to let you guys know again, just let us know your answers. Hit us up at 347-719-3350 or comment on our Instagram post and on our Facebook post. And again, just remember, in every situation, it's up to you to keep the love.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.